Well, unfortunately for David Kobritz and Connections, one of the most talked about horses of the Spring Carnival, Ain't No Deal Done, has suffered an injury and is out of the autumn. He would have been favourite, a short price favourite for the Victoria Derby, but they decided to take a more tentative Spring Carnival and build him up ready for a huge autumn, which was going to involve the Randwick Guineas and plenty of other Group 1 races as well. David joins us this morning. David, you've been in racing a long time. You know the ups and downs very well, but this would be a very bitter pill to spill to swallow. How are you?
I'm okay, Michael. Yes, it's very disappointing news, but as you say, we've owned horses for 40 odd years, and you've got to appreciate the wins, no matter where, and be prepared for bad news as well. But unfortunately for Ain't No Deal Done, he's going to miss the autumn, and we're waiting for the results of the x-rays and scans that were undertaken yesterday.
So do you know exactly what has occurred with him?
It's an injury at the back end, whether it's the pelvis or something else in that area. We're not sure. He's a pretty relaxed, quiet horse. I was at the stables a couple of weeks ago, and he just stood quietly there with Sam and the co-owners for about 20 minutes, and just beautiful and relaxed. But something happened overnight, a week or so ago, whether he got cast or... he's hurt himself, unfortunately, and... we got told at the sales last week up on the Gold Coast, and I know Sam and Anthony were extremely upset by it. I mean, all the owners are, but they're the ones who live with these horses every day of the week, and obviously he was a very, very promising horse for the stable.
Every time we spoke to Sam Freeman last spring, this was the horse that he would light up about when he was talking about him. And I know you knocked back an extraordinary amount, you know, in excess of $2 million for him from Hong Kong. So it must be very tough to take, not just from the monetary point of view, but what the potential was. Because what had the Freeman boys been telling you about how good he could be?
Well, when the offers came in after he won in Adelaide and then on... the listed race on Cup Day, we had a number of conversations with Sam and Anthony, and they felt his potential probably wouldn't be realised for 6 to 12 months. He won those races as a two-year-old. He didn't turn three till later in November, and still had plenty of filling out and maturing to do. And, of course, he's a well-bred colt, so... weighing all that up, we decided to roll the dice, as they say, and keep the horse. We've traded horses in the past to Hong Kong many times, and then you look back and you'd wish you had a good that horse running in some of the better races. Of course, here we trade that many horses to Hong Kong. We look at the weight for age ranks as older horses, and they're very, very thin, and so he certainly had the potential to get there.
If it is a fractured pelvis, we've seen in the past Kings Will Dream come back and win a Group 1, so what would it mean for his racing career?
Oh, I think it's a lengthy spell, probably 4 months plus, and cross fingers and toes that it is that and nothing more serious, and we have him back for the spring, but we'll probably know the results today, and we're just hoping for the best.
Well, so are we, David. Appreciate your time this morning. Fingers crossed that it is on the lower end of the scale as far as the seriousness of the injury, but bitterly disappointing that he's injured and out of the autumn as it is.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Michael.